What are your thoughts?
You want me to start or the playoffs?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, obviously a lot of really smart people have been working on this now for quite some time. And, it's almost anticlimactic because so much has been talked about in the last couple of weeks. And yesterday morning I read an article previewing the announcement that was forthcoming. But I think it's a real positive step, certainly, and it seems like it's already generated a lot of excitement.
What about the Big Ten Conference tournament or playoffs championship game now? What if there's an upset in there?
It'd probably knock somebody out of a chance to play in the playoff system. So, yeah, the bottom line is it's still all about winning. If you win enough games, you have a chance to be represented in the best games, and it still kind of comes down to that.
What type of changes do you feel that this could have in the long run for you and your staff when you just think about the being creatures of habit and having set routines for what you do between bowl prep and preparing for a game today?
Yeah, I don't think dramatic. I think, the championship game, adding the championship game to the Big Ten changed things a little bit, certainly. If you're fortunate enough to play in that game, then you're right into that after your last ball game, and obviously shortens the span down between bowl game and the championship game. So that's probably a positive. And then the next challenge is if you get to play in that last game, hopefully, I would hope they'd keep a window. All I did read, I think you could have as few as 6 days to get prepared. I think that's that might be worth revisiting. But if you have ample time to prepare for it, I think it's a great thing. And I think any group of players would be thrilled to have that opportunity.
What is this, 10 years too late for you right now?
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe you could argue that, we've had a couple chances to be in that mix, and that's a fun of playing. You just never know where you're going to be at the end of the year, and a lot of factors go into it. So that's the fun part about all this stuff.
Does this change anything in terms of non-conference schedule?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I really don't think, and I think probably the biggest thing right now on the horizon is just with us in the Pac-12, and that's certainly a good thing.
Greg Garmon, update?
Yeah, there's really nothing new to say right now, and it'll be in the courts here at some point here in the near future, and then after that that process takes place, then I'll have a little bit more to say, I think.
Coach, you talk about this new facility, and it seems like it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really been energizing. I think, they started work on it a long time ago, when the beams and the structure actually started going up. I believe that was in March. That was kind of neat to see that. And then every step along the way has been fun. And I kind of wandered out of here. My wife was out of town, so I was here a little bit later last week for something and wandered out. The sun was kind of going down, and just, it struck me what a beautiful building it is. So it looks good on the inside, looks good on the outside. And, it's something our players are really going to benefit from on the short term, and that's fantastic. That's what things are all about. But it's also something very, very important to our program. So this is phase one, and it's a start, and we're very excited about pushing forward with phase two and hopefully being in there by August of 2014.
All the players said they're not too sad to see the bubble go with what they're getting.
Yeah, especially this time of year. if you get forced in there during camp especially, or even in the summertime with thunderstorms, it's not a lot of fun in summer months, and we've had that bad fortune a couple times. So, it served its purpose, and it was on the cutting edge back in the day. That was old school, and now we're into a new school, and this new school looks pretty good.
Speaking of the Pac-12 agreement, I know you weren't a big fan of going west anymore after late game 2010, getting back at 6 or 7 in the morning. Has your opinion been changed for you by the Big Ten officials?
No, I mean, still, that's not my preference, and hopefully we can reciprocate. Maybe we'll play night games when they come here, although it's not quite as dramatic for them. But, that as opposed to playing five away games in conference play, I'd rather go out west, quite frankly. And, at least, it's not quite as pivotal. You'd hate to lose an edge in a conference play. And then, to me, the four-game, five-game schedule just didn't make sense. I don't think that was good for us, for anybody in the conference, quite frankly.
Not playing some of your traditional rivals more often as opposed to...
If there's a way to balance it out, the only way you can balance it out is go 5-5 or stay 4-4. So, to me, I think it ought to be balanced if conference play counts. I don't think you want an uneven field that way. So, I like the idea of playing a Pac-12 school. I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons, and then that it solves the 4-5 issue too.
For incoming recruits, Kirk, how important are June and July?
The current freshmen, or okay, yeah, we've got probably the biggest number we've ever had, quite frankly. a lot of big numbers. You know, right now we're setting trends, but that's probably a sign of the times too. We've never mandated it for our first year guys, and the guys that want to be are here. So, you know, I think it's a real positive because they're getting acclimated. They're getting a little better feel for what it's like, the tempo and the pace, and it's different. Just like our guys that go to the NFL, it's a little different there. So it's a great, you know, time for them to get acclimatized a little bit and get used to things. And my only request is I wish we could talk to them a little bit more often, or at least go in and watch them. You know, the basketball coaches have a lot better lobbyists than we do. They're actually allowed to work with their players in the summertime. And if we walk in the weight room, that's a violation if they're in there. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Yeah, we gotta talk to Fran, see what those guys are doing about it. I got some good lobbyists, apparently.
Greg mentioned that team speed on the outside was a priority for him in the future, and I think Keenan said he lost a little bit of weight. Have you asked your receivers to kind of change their body a little bit to accommodate that?
Yeah, I think, you know, in Keenan's case, you know, Keenan's a big person, as you know, and he was big when he came here. So, you know, to play that position, you've got to be able to run. And if you're a defensive back, it's the same way. So, you know, basically, you know, all of our receivers are going to have to be able to run and run hard and run long. And if we do play up-tempo, that adds to it. So, you know, I think sometimes it's, you know, for every player, we look at their body weights and say, you know, that might be in your best interest to play at this weight or try to get to this weight. And, you know, I think Keenan's aware of that. I think, you know, he saw this spring that might be able to help him down the road a little bit if he can – you know, slim down a little bit and be able to, you know, be a little bit more, keep his pace a little better.
How do you treat these players that are verbally committed to you so early? Do you have to keep recruiting them?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, verbal commitments are verbal commitments. And that being said, though, I mean, we really, you know, we haven't lost, I don't know what our percentage would be compared to others, but it seems like people that declare here are pretty good about that. But, you know, you always have a surprise. Not always, but it's not uncommon to have a surprise somewhere along the way. And, yeah, we'll recruit those guys every bit as hard as the guys that we still have left on our list, and you have to. But, you know, we're really excited about the way things are going right now and feel really good about the group that has committed. And, you know, but it's a long race to run.
You have so many right now. Have you changed a philosophy in recruiting?
We're a little more aggressive, maybe, perhaps, but not dramatically. And I think it's really more a reflection of what's going on nationally. And I haven't seen the numbers or studied them, but my guess is it's just things are moving fast, right? I know during the spring we had a record number of players that we had offered come through during spring practice a year ago. That was more so in June. So things are just shifting forward like a lot of things. And, you know, I think probably at some point the NCAA rules, and I know the head of the NCAA has addressed this a little bit, but some of those rules are going to have to shift with it because, you know, if you think about it right now, I mean, for us to have 56 official visits next recruiting season, you know, that's a nice thought. I don't know who we'd bring in to you know, to fill those 56 slots up. So, but that's kind of a good, you know, symbolic of the way things have changed in recruiting in our sport. You know, basketball's way out ahead of us, and I'm not sure we want to go down that road, but we're moving in that direction at least.
At the Big Ten meetings a couple of months ago, Jim Delaney said he wanted to get a lot of feedback from coaches, specifically mentioning you as to your input on what would work and what wouldn't work for a playoff system or a postseason. Did he talk to you, and what was kind of your thoughts?
Well, that's flattering, but I'm not sure that's, you know, I'm the wrong guy to talk to. But, no, we had a conference call a while back when things were going on. And you know, even going back, we had a conversation. We all met as a staff or group of coaches in February, which was a really good meeting, very productive. Yeah, Jim's unbelievable. You know, I've only been here 14 years. He's been in his position a lot longer. But, yeah, my signature moment for him was with the Big Ten Network. A lot of people kind of looked at that funny and thought, you know, what's this guy doing? But I think everybody's, you know, he's proven to a lot of folks he's a visionary, you know, and with all due respect to all the commissioners, we got a great one. So, but yeah, it was just more of a conference deal back in February and the same thing here. I don't know, it's probably been 6 weeks, 5 weeks when we all talked on a conference call. But I think, you know, a lot of people have given input. The coaches have a voice, certainly, the administrators, both athletic directors and presidents, and but I think a lot of us, you know, have really relied on Jim's expertise to kind of keep us informed of what's going on. And, you know, I think this is, you know, seems like it's really been a positive step. I don't know all the details, but it looks like it's really going to be a positive step. And obviously some interesting things to be decided in the future. And that might be more interesting than what they came out with, quite frankly, how they decipher all this stuff.
Would you ever want to be on a selection committee?
No. And I was just on a radio thing. I said that, you know, I don't mean that. I mean, in all seriousness, I've never voted on which one is it the coaches vote for? Coaches poll. And the reason is, I mean, in November, I said I'm a bad authority. I think that's a contradiction. You can't be a bad authority, right? But anyway, you know, in November, all we really know, at least all I know, is the Big Ten. You know, I've seen those teams on film. But for me to comment on, like, you know, how Boise is or how TCU is or anybody in the Pac-12, you can't do it because you don't see those teams, and I don't watch a lot of TV. So to me, you know, we might be the worst group to rely on in November and December because we just kind of know what we see in the papers in passing. Usually I read the papers at the end of the week. So I don't know what the right group is, but I would think certainly the commissioners would be a good starting point, and then whoever they want to add on. Interesting, I read somewhere in the last 24 hours about Bobby Bowden saying that, you know, he said, yeah, he'd probably have a bias. I think he mentioned Georgia, you know, for whatever reason. So, yeah, it's hard anytime you have humans involved. There's going to be a bias, but it almost seems like the commissioners might have the best vantage point. That's just my, you know, on the surface, my feeling.
So you think the coaches might have the worst, I mean, conflict of interest? You know?
That's just me personally. I'm in the minority there. I know a lot of coaches feel like they've got a pretty global feel, and maybe they do. You know, maybe they watch a lot more TV than I do. But, you know, pretty much like, you know, all I see during the week is who we're playing or us. And that's, you know, so I'd probably vote for us, I guess, right?
One more question.
Yeah.
The general narrative is that young teams struggle, but how can you use your youth, and you guys are pretty young, to your advantage?
Well, I think the real key thing for us right now, you know, we don't have a large number of seniors, obviously, but the key thing for us is guys like James Morris, Chris Kirksey, you know, C.J. Fedorowicz, Kevontae Martin-Manley. Those guys are going to have to play like they are, you know, they're veteran players, and they are. I mean, they've played enough now, and, you know, they're not seniors, but James Morris might as well be. From that regard, so those guys are going to have to help bridge the gap a little bit, but that's okay. You know, it's interesting. Steve just shot me a email here in the last 48 hours, just about, I guess it's our 07-09 teams. We're two of the younger teams too. So, you know, one turned out pretty well, one not so well. But you know, we have opportunity. We have enough players here to be successful. So it's just a matter of, you know, bridging the gap a little different dynamics maybe.